Elena Garcia is always ready for action.
I heard a yell for help, and I just remember in my head something was not quite right.
I'm sitting with Elena on the beach. We're in Avalon on the island of Catalina, right off the coast of California. She points out where this story takes place.
Yeah, right there. So it's over at the casino building in the back. It's one of the, it's in the top 10 best dive sites in the U.S. It's beautiful.
But it's also quite dangerous. The seafloor drops off quickly. Divers can go down as far as 100 feet. Elena had two people with her.
Basically, she said, did someone just cry for help?
Elena started swimming as fast as she could toward the sound. She saw two divers. One was holding the other.
As soon as I picked my head up halfway through my swim to take a breath, and I saw his head lolling back in the foam from his mouth, I knew he was in a dire situation.
Were you afraid at all?
I was on autopilot.
Elena's an EMT. She also happens to be a scuba diver and a scuba trainer, so she knew what to do.
And then I started giving mouth to mouth. So,
In the ocean?
In the ocean.
She did this while she was removing the diver's weights and scuba gear. The other two swimmers towed them in, trying to move the whole scene out of the water. Eventually, they got out of the water. Paramedics quickly took over, and the diver survived.
He woke up to his friends telling him that he was rescued by mermaids. And I'm sure he must have thought they were messing with him.
They weren't. Elena was wearing a sleek, full-body suit when she saved this man's life, with a mermaid tail.
I jokingly call myself the Mermaid of Catalina.
So when I say the word mermaid, what image comes to your mind?
Water, greens and blues, maybe some gold, gray.
What was like the first time that you saw a mermaid?
I went to Disney on Ice with my friend and I saw Ariel, so probably that.
What would a mermaid's personality be?
Mermaids attacking swimmers and pulling them down to their lairs. I've read many stories where mermaids are pretty vicious.
These are called sirens, different species.
Elena is a mermaid who trains other people to become mermaids too. She also has a shop in town. It's pretty small. It's got two rooms. One is set up for retail. The other is what she calls her grotto. It gets used for mermaid photo shoots. There's a printed ocean background, hanging jellyfish, and a floor-to-ceiling coral reef tower.
I actually made it. With help.
Elena has collected over 100 tails. Some of them are hanging from a rack in the corner. There are shell bras. They're all handmade and stitched with moss and pearls and jewels. You can also wear a tiara. Those have even more seashells and sparkly bits. Then there's the shimmery scale makeup.
My mermaid persona, my mersona is a pink mermaid. And you never would think it looking at me. I've always been the tomboy, but my favorite tail is this beautiful tail. It's pink, it's beautiful, it's big, it flows.
Some people just want photos of themselves on the beach wearing the tail. Others want to swim in the water with the tail on. But being a mermaid is not all shimmery and beautiful. The ocean is a dangerous place. Elena can't breathe underwater. But she's developed this superhuman ability. She'll plunge into the ocean and she'll just stay there for minutes at a time.
As the urge to breathe starts to climb, when it feels unbearable, you're gonna draw a box around that feeling in your mind, and then you're gonna slowly move it to the side.
Inside that box, she can get away from the pressure of taking care of all the people around her. As we were talking in her shop, her radio kept going off. I thought it may be related to her EMT training.
I've tried to keep a bit of a... Sorry.
What is this?
Oh, I'm a reserve for the fire department. I have a radio and I listen, and okay, if they need extra help, I can go to help.
Yeah. Elena's training is what gave her the skills to save the diver. But not everyone saw her as a hero. When news outlets reported the story of her saving the man's life in a mermaid tail, some people online chose to focus on what she looked like.
I was actually at my highest weight when that happened. So as a plus-size woman, it was very empowering for me to realize that I can do a lot.
She got an award for saving that man's life, and it helped quiet the doubt in her mind. Now, Elena teaches people how to save others and how to save themselves.
Sometimes no one's coming. Sometimes you're the person.
Years ago, Elena learned her secret power in Florida Springs, over 45 feet under the water.
And I looked around, and it was the quietest moment of my life. It feels like a hiccup. And if you hold your breath long enough, you'll feel that hiccup.
That hiccup is her brain signaling to her body that there's too much CO2 in her system. Her body is telling her to breathe, but she pushes through the discomfort.
I'm getting feelings of calm, of peace, and honestly belonging. You know, is that that's really where you feel so comfortable and there's nowhere else you need to be in that moment.
For the Transom Story Workshop, I'm Maya Fawaz.